This is the Straight Talk on the relationship between business architecture and agile. I'm Wendy Keene, author of Straight Talk, and I'm joined today by our guest star, Alex Randall. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Wendy.
Alex plays many roles at the Business Architecture Guild, including those with the editorial board and certification, and he is a member of the Guild Board of Directors. And one fascinating thing you may not know about him is that Alex is a recovering musician, having played multiple instruments in multiple bands in multiple genres. Though he has one recording credit to his name, very impressive, Alex says he is still better off sticking to his day job in business architecture. Now, today's topic is quite a large one, so we are truly lucky to have Alex with us, and he's going to give us the straight talk on business architecture and agile. So here goes. Alex, let's start with the basics. What is agile and what is safe?
So a lot of people are familiar with agile and in many different ways and with many different methodologies. A short version of it is that it is an incremental approach to delivery, and it's often focused on software delivery. As I said, there are many different approaches to it, so that when we talk about aligning business architecture, we talk about agile in general terms. And the point here is that business architecture can help with any form of agile. Now, SAFE stands for the Scaled Agile Framework. It is a focused methodology that aligns multiple agile teams and is a way to scale an agile approach. Typically, this is done in support of common themes and strategies. And we have applied some specific focus to SAFE as the additional levels that are included in the SAFE methodology, the SAFE framework, provide additional opportunities for us to apply more advanced business architecture concepts around strategies and initiatives.
What are some of the benefits and challenges that you've seen with agile approaches?
So a couple of nice things I've seen with agile approaches are that, for one, they seem to pull the IT areas and the business closer together. And also, agile teams seem to have greater ownership, and greater mastery, and greater focus on the work that they are assigned. So with the first item, we're increasingly seeing that blurring of the line between the quote-unquote business and IT. And in part, technical resources, often using agile methodologies, have actually led this blurring, becoming better versed in what the business is trying to deliver and how their technology supports it. An additional discussion is how business resources need to become more technically proficient as well. Now, the second item I mentioned, that's a common benefit of Agile. As the teams become more empowered with ownership of the technical aspects of the business, they also naturally become more focused and accountable for business results. Sometimes I wonder actually if business leaders realize the benefit they're getting, and perhaps this is where those two benefits need to come together.
How does business architecture work together with and provide benefit to agile development?
So in its simplest form, agile is about getting things done, and business architecture helps us get the right things done. While business architecture is looking at defining the business, its strategies, and how to approach business transformation, agile teams are the mechanism that takes the handoff from business architecture's strategy to execution methodology and delivers on those business results. In a bit longer version of that, by using the framework that business architecture provides, agile teams can better identify their work through capability assessments and heat mapping. They can align their work to the value streams and the capabilities of the business that business architecture helps define. And then business architecture's focus on business performance serves as a framework in which agile teams can operate and measure their results. Now, in turn, agile teams can provide line of sight to the business architects kind of from the front lines. They're really the hands and the mechanism that produce the business value. And they also often get direct line of sight to customers and internal stakeholders' experience. This insight can be invaluable to business architects. It allows them to see the real-world application of the strategies that they facilitate and the framework that they develop. This is really a great connection then for business architects to see the results of their work and to see how the agile teams help on delivering that work.
Well said, but Some people have concerns that business architecture may slow down the Agile process. How would you respond to that?
So Agile is great at getting beyond processes with a focus on working software from the Agile Manifesto. And applying business architecture does not, or perhaps should not, get in the way of that progress in any way. Rather, business architecture applied to Agile programs helps teams by setting a foundation, focusing teams on the highest priority capabilities and work, and assuring alignment to strategies of the business. So, does it slow down Agile teams? Not if applied correctly. It doesn't get in the way of the team, but rather works alongside the team to be best focused and prepared to speed up the team rather than slowing them down. And it applies the agility and the success of the team to the highest value parts of the business.
Perfect. And anything else, Alex?
I would just say this story really isn't complete. Even though we've been working in Agile and business architecture for years now, we've really just started writing the story. The alignment of business architecture and Agile align two exciting parts of our world. We know the alignment is there, and there are a ton of opportunities to contribute to the thought leadership, methodologies, and stories of success.
Okay, and one final question. If you were to give a 6-word memoir for how business architecture benefits Agile approaches, what would it be?
Business architecture, one of Agile's BFFs.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for your time and for your wisdom today, Alex. And thank you all for joining us on Stray Talk. We'll talk again soon.